This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Friday on American Family Radio, Tim, Ed, and JJ. Thanks for listening to AFR. Trivia Friday, we also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. We got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation to bring forth unto thee.
And we have Gage has been waiting to give us the answer to his question.
Okay.
Sorry, we kind of rushed there. We had the break coming.
We did.
By the way, Gage, on the computer screen, it says you're 12 years old. So does that make you a 12, Gage?
Well played.
I couldn't.
You couldn't resist.
I couldn't resist it.
Yeah.
All right, Gage, please repeat your question and give us the answer.
Answer and a little backstory, because I wasn't clear about it.
Okay. There was one team that was involved in the first MLB game televised on TV, on national TV, and were involved in a game where the other team's pitcher threw a no-hitter and lost. What is this MLB team?
And I think you stumped us, so Tim, unless
said,
you got...
He said...
Colts.
The Houston Colts. Or one
Colt
of the
45s.
Colt 45s.
Colt 45s, right?
No-hitter.
The Houston Colt 45s was the team that pitched the no-hitter but lost.
Okay. When in doubt, just say, are you looking for the pitcher's name or are you looking for the team, the other team?
I'm looking for the team's name.
When in doubt, say New York Yankees. You got 50-50.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right, New York Yankees.
No, that is incorrect. It was the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, okay.
Cincinnati Brown Stockings, Red Stockings.
I think if you look up that would be the Cincinnati Red Leggings.
Red Leggings.
Gage?
I say.
But I'm not trying to be a stickler here. But you did enjoy being a stickler to me. Well, he did enjoy telling me incorrect. So I just want to make sure it's not.
Well, now, how is that possible? I need to hear the backstory.
The Reds?
Yeah. How did you throw a no-hitter and then you lose the game?
Was it on a wild pitch or walk?
It was on a fielding error.
Oh, so they don't count that for?
No, that's not against a no-hitter. An error doesn't count against the pitcher.
Okay. So, wow, that you talk about a close game, a fielding error, and you lose a no-hitter.
Yeah, probably 1-0 or something like that. All right, Gage, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Who's up next, Ed?
All right, we're going back to Texas, and Sam is on the line. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. How you doing, my friend?
Good.
Howdy, Sam.
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to try Tim's because you already got the pinochle one about the saddle.
Yeah, okay. Here's the question, Sam.
Wait, a Texan that's going to know something about
horses?
Yeah, horses and a saddle.
Who'd have thunk it?
What is the wide belt-like strap that wraps around a horse's barrel just behind the front legs to secure the saddle in place?
I'm going to say a cinch.
That is one of the two answers. That's correct.
All right.
Girth or a cinch?
Girth or cinch. Way to go, Sam. I think in English horse activities, you would call that a girth. But in Western, what they call Western, you would call it a cinch, like Sam just said there. So,
and like Sam's saying, you cinch it up, and after you cinch it up, interestingly enough, a horse will hold their breath. And so you have to cinch it up, wait just a little bit, and sometimes take your knee and bump the horse to make them let out their breath, then get that extra little bit, put it through the ring, and then tie kind of a knot that you do for that.
Yeah.
And it's called, you know, let's cinch that up.
Huh.
And so that's probably where they even get that when you're doing that with a ratchet strap or whatever.
How'd you know that, Sam?
Just a lucky guess, because, I ran out of other ones to answer, but I thought that's what that was, but it was just a guess.
Good job, buddy. Have you ever had horses?
No, I have not.
Well, you're missing an opportunity to get kicked or bit or bucked. I'd encourage you, if you just have any kind of a desire for pain or spending a lot of money, get you two horses. Don't just get one.
Yeah, if you don't have enough hardship in your life, enough abuse, just get you a horse or two.
All right, bring it, Sam. What you got?
Well, this one is not blasphemous. It's I want to say a Bible question, but it's really not. The Immaculate Reception. Who threw it? Who caught it? And who did they beat?
These guys know.
I know the answer. Do you know the answer?
I know Tim knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hail Mary or something?
I do. Yeah. I think I do know it. Okay. So Franco Harris caught it for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm guessing then it was Bradshaw who threw it.
That's correct.
And then what was the third part of the question?
Who did they beat?
The Raiders.
Oakland Raiders.
Wow, you guys are good.
But go ahead.
That's my teammates right there, Sam.
I can confirm that.
Yeah, Tim knew it.
Teammates.
The Immaculate Reception.
I was watching that game, like a lot of other people, because it was a playoff game. And
the Raiders and the Steelers had some great matchups.
Oh, man.
Because the Raiders had Kenny Stabler.
Yeah, the Snake.
The Snake and Cliff Branch and Freddie Blitnikoff and I mean, they had some great guys.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you're on the panel because I thought it had something to do with badminton. I'm so glad you guys were here to answer.
The Immaculate Reception?
Yes. Hit that little birdie and it just kind of floating across there.
Well, it was one of those it's an iconic play in NFL history. I mean,
it won the game.
It won the game.
Didn't everybody sort of jump up together?
It was a ricochet. It wasn't a Hail Mary. It was a ricochet. Ball ricochets off a player, and Franco Harris catches it and runs
just inches from the ground.
Yeah.
And then ran and won the game.
Yeah. Anyway, good question.
Excellent.
Thank you, Sam.
Question, Sam. Have a great weekend. And don't forget Mother's Day if you still have a mom who is with you. And this is an encouragement to everybody. If you get your mom with you, take that as a privilege and let your mom know how much you love her. Thank you, Sam.
All right, who's up next, Ed?
All right, we're going back to Tennessee, boys, and Gary is on the line. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, it's good to be here, fellas.
Hey, Gary, good to have you, my friend. Thanks.
Yes, sir. I met you the other day.
What day was that?
Monday.
When you came through?
Yeah, I toured it, me and
Nicole. Yeah.
Yeah, had a good time.
Oh, Well, we enjoyed having you, brother. We sure did.
Did you get that $2 bill, Tim?
I did.
$2
bill. $2 bill. And
are those still in circulation?
They are.
Huh. Yeah, that's Gary. I appreciate it, buddy. The value will only go up. One day I'll be able to buy a gallon of gas.
Hey, Gary, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Man, I want to do both.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
Statue of Liberty.
All right, that one's been answered.
That was a great play, too.
Statue of Liberty play. Yeah,
was.
What was the answer?
The answer was the pedestal by 3 feet is taller than the statue.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll ask one. JJ is about the televised game then.
All right, here we go. This is multiple choice. What was the first sport televised in the U.S.? A, baseball, B, basketball, or C, football?
I'm going to vote for A.
It was baseball.
Way to go.
And I don't have the backstory. I don't know what year it was, but that Gary, makes sense with baseball being so old.
Yeah.
Gary, do you know?
No, I just guessed at it.
Oh, yep, okay.
Good guess.
Okay.
It was baseball.
Well, baseball, back in the time television was created, was the dominant sport.
America's sport.
Yeah. I called it America's pastime.
America's pastime.
I think football's taken over in terms of popularity today, but that baseball ruled for a long, long time.
Make a little room for badminton, because I really think there's a...
you're on a badminton.
No, I just think there's
a lot. You're going to buy a franchise?
I just think there are people that are not, you know... Because right now, the ticket prices are low, so there's that. You can get good seats.
You're saying don't sleep on it. Is that what you're saying?
You
don't
jump
sleep
on it before
don't
this
sleep
thing
on
goes
that
to
badminton
roof
stock. Right?
Hey, Gary, what's your question for us?
Okay, this is kind of complicated, but it's kind of simple. It's about the immaculate reception. Y'all are on the ball. Bradshaw throws it. Jack Tatum hits the player. And, Franco gets it and Pittsburgh wins. Here's the question. Who was Bradshaw throwing it to?
Those two great wide receivers.
Oh, John Stallworth and Lynn Swann.
That's terrible that's such an iconic play and people don't remember
who he's throwing to.
Come on, guys. I was the guy that was the target. Yeah.
Well, you take one, I'll take the other.
All right. I'll say Lynn Swann.
I'll say Stallworth.
Well, I hate to tell you, both of you missed it. He got the fire knocked out of him by Jack Tatum, and he gets no credit. Nobody knows who he was, so I'm going to give him his due credit. His name was John Frenchy Fuqua.
Oh, yeah. He was a Vietnam vet, wasn't he? The running back?
Yes.
That was Rocky Blyer.
Oh, that's right, Rocky Blyer. You're right.
Yeah. What was the name of the
– Rocky was a vet.
What was the name of the wide receiver?
John Frenchy Fuqua.
Was he Mr. Miss Fuqua's boy, Gary?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was.
That note, I was in the National Guard with his cousin.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a claim to fame.
Yeah. So you had to represent a little bit.
That's it. He the one got the hit, got no credit. Nobody knows who he was.
Yeah.
Getting hit by Jack Tatum ought to give you some credit.
That's a lesson in life right there.
Jack Tatum was known as a hitter of hitters in that secondary.
Wasn't he the one that Daryl Stingley got paralyzed from?
Oh, he may have. The Patriots? The Patriots wide receiver?
Mm. That was terrible.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But he was a vicious hitter.
Yeah.
Tatum was, like you're saying there. But Fuqua was so
– Fuqua.
Fuqua was the fella who
well, we've tried to make up for it. You're giving him props, Gary. So yeah. There'll be some people that look that up and they'll know.
Watch that play. I'm sure that's on YouTube. Yeah.
Well, they'll know that the next time some football trivia comes up. Hey, Gary,
all right,
have
thank
a
you,
great
Gary.
Weekend.
All right, let's repeat our questions for the last time.
All right, I just have those two remaining. First question, in what country was the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy filmed? And then second question, baby rats are referred to as what? What do you call them? All right.
I've got true or false. The average person blinks approximately 20,000 times a day. Is that true or false? Mm-hmm. And for Mother's Day, I'm going to add one. Jacob and Esau were famous twins in the Bible. Who was their mother? The mother of Jacob and Esau.
My questions are, in physics, what is the name given to the way resting objects stay still until an outside force makes them move? Kind of like a squatter.
Melanie and I were talking about that this morning.
Yeah, about this question.
Yes, that very thing.
Well, the physics, I've noticed that in y'all's relationship, right? how often that comes up.
Yeah, physics comes up.
It's a glue that holds marriages together.
You better believe it.
Just the common passion for physics.
We had our anniversary last Saturday, and right. I told you, she said, you don't treat me like you did when we were dating. So I took her to dinner and a movie, and then I dropped her off at her parents' house.
Bada boom. All right, second question. On the frontier farm back in the day, when the wagons were rolling out west.
Rolling.
Doggies rolling.
And they built a farm, and what served the purpose of a refrigerator? For those folks?
I have a guess on that.
Okay, go.
I'm sure it's right.
Next up.
All right, we go back to Tennessee, and Debbie is on the line. Debbie, I think you are our first lady for the show. I think we've had all guys.
What?
I don't remember a lady.
I noticed that.
So I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. as our first lady of the day, if you answer a question correctly, no matter which one it is, we'll send you a T-shirt.
There we go.
Oh, I love that.
Pick an easy one, Deb.
So do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I actually want to ask and answer.
All right. Well, which one do you want to try to answer for a T-shirt?
Okay. That was Hannah.
I think she's answered
your
question.
Yes, somebody's already answered that one. Do you know who Jacob and Esau's mom was?
Yeah, Jacob and Esau's mom was Hannah.
No, ma'am. Good try, okay. though. Samuel's mom was Hannah.
Okay.
And we had that earlier.
Well, I do, if I can. I would like to give you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. In Tennessee, close to each other, there are two festivals going on right now. What two festivals are going on right now in Tennessee, West Tennessee, in this time in May, April and May, around this time in the spring? There are two festivals. One is very well known, and the other is not as well known.
All right, I'm just going to – this is completely just top of my head.
Okay.
Because I don't have a – why are you laughing?
Because I think we got something bizarre coming, but you go right ahead.
No, it's very reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to say it has something to do with Casey Jones.
Oh.
And –
Or like a railroad like festival?
Yeah, in Jackson, Tennessee, because that's where they have the train there, part of the train that he drove.
Oh, well, that's actually very reasonable.
Store.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's the other festival?
The Butterfly.
The Butterfly. Well, you did not disappoint.
Migration. No,
they got it's a Butterfly Festival. I think it's in Milan. they bring in butterflies from around the country. And they
have hold a competition
well,
or something?
Well, they have a... Butterfly boxing.
Butterfly boxing. Kickboxing.
Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen this before?
No, but I would pay to see that.
You got to see a couple of butterflies going at it.
I remember a very famous boxer, Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly.
That's where they got it from.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until you lose a wing.
All right, Debbie, we're having some fun here.
We don't know.
What's the answer?
Actually, you're wrong on both. It's the Strawberry Festival. Have you never heard of the Tennessee Humboldt Strawberry Festival?
No, we need to know about that.
People come to that.
Okay.
And there's a teapot festival in Trenton, Tennessee.
A teapot festival?
What's a teapot festival?
I remember the song, Put Your Hand on Your Hip, Hang Your Other Arm Out There. I'm a little teapot. You sang that when you were a girl, didn't you, Debbie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the teapot calling the kettle black, I think.
Hey, so there you go. Two festivals. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Teapot Festival and the Strawberry Festival.
All right, I got one question that everybody wants to know the answer to.
All right.
Debbie, what do you do at a teapot festival? I mean, does Van Halen play? Or what happens?
Trenton was, very important in the Confederacy, the Battle of Trenton.
Yes.
And there's a special museum with a lot of teapots. And people go to visit that. There's actually a restaurant and so forth. That's a smaller area, but the Strawberry Festival in Humboldt is well known, and I forget how many years it's been going on, and pageants and parades.
So it's going on right now. So look, for those living in driving distance, you want something to do tomorrow or this weekend.
There you go.
Check out the Strawberry Festival.
And here's what you do. This is usually Tim's role, but you go down the Natchez Trace and turn off of that to get to Humboldt. So it's scenic, beautiful Natchez Trace, Federal Highway. Thank you, Debbie.
50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Which is a pain.
So you're not going anywhere quickly.
Well, 50 miles an hour.
Unless
you drive 50
ticket.
Miles an hour on the highway. Do you, Ed?
I do. I drive no more than 55 on the Trace because those rangers will light you up.
Yeah, their tickets are very high.
Yeah, they're expensive, too.
All right, so you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. About four or five minutes to go here on the show. Who's next, Ed?
Well, let's go to Ohio.
Ohio.
And Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday, sir.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Michael, where do you live in Ohio?
Mount Vernon.
All right. Michael, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'll do both.
All right.
Hey, Michael, did you ever know any Lampleys from Mount Vernon, Ohio? I mean, no, you're in Ohio. Excuse me. I was thinking Illinois. Never mind. Forget that, Michael. I know Ohio and Illinois are separate states.
I believe so. I think Indiana is the one in between.
Duly noted, you know. So anyway,
Which
one you want to answer?
I will take the standing energy question.
Standing energy question.
Oh, okay. Here's the question. In physics, what is the name given to the way resting objects stay still until an outside force makes them move? What's the answer?
Kinetic energy.
He wants the opposite.
You want me to give you the answer I have? The answer I have is inertia.
Yeah, that's the standing.
The result.
Kinetic energy is what makes something that's at rest move.
So kinetic energy causes the object to move. Otherwise, the move is experiencing inertia.
The object is at rest, and there is no motion.
Is my answer correct?
Inertia is, yeah.
Okay. But good guess, Michael. You were in the realm.
Yeah,
you were in the realm. You were in the physics world right there.
So you got animal, mineral, and vegetable, and it wasn't a vegetable or animal question. So you're in the realm of possibility.
Yes, you are.
What's your question for us?
All right. So in the Bible, the first time a prophet is ever mentioned, who is it?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Michael, so don't say anything yet. I think it's Moses.
Technically, Samuel was the first prophet, but that's right. I think it goes back to saying...
It's Deuteronomy 18.
Something about Moses being a prophet.
God says that there will be a prophet like you, and everyone's supposed to listen. I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Must listen to him.
So Moses.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. It is Aaron.
Aaron was called a prophet?
Yeah.
Yes. And I have a secondary question for that as well.
Wait, give us a little backstory, because you always know Aaron as a priest. When was he called a prophet?
I don't know the scripture specifically, but basically he is the prophet of Moses.
Oh, he was the mouthpiece.
The speaker.
Yeah, he was the mouthpiece.
We're out of time, guys.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, sorry to rush you here. We got to give the answers to our questions.
Thank you, Michael, from Ohio. Thank you very much for calling. Sorry we got to rush.
All right, guys, I have two questions remaining. In what country was the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy filmed? Do you guys know?
It was in Indiana. I'll say America.
The country of Indiana.
New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah.
It was filmed in New Zealand. What do you call baby rats? You guys know?
That's nasty.
It's kittens or pups.
Oh.
That's all I got.
True or false, average person blinks approximately 20,000 times a day.
I'm going to say that's true.
Tim?
I'll go with that.
100% true. And then Jacob and Esau, famous twins in the Bible. Who was their mom?
I can't remember. I'm ashamed.
Rebecca. So be special. Treat your mom special Sunday. Tim, what have you got?
On a frontier farm, what served the purpose of a refrigerator?
I'm going to say a cellar or something like that.
It was the ice box is what they called it. So to hold the block of ice to keep things from spoiling?
You are both wrong.
Huh?
Yeah. The well,
because
items were hung down in the well
to keep it cold.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. The box, and you lowered it down into the...
That came along later, JJ, you're right. Yeah, the ice box. Or the cellar, that came along
later. Hey, old folks, when I was a kid, they called it the ice box.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody go to the ice box and grab me so-and-so.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.